Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. In this seminar, entitled Ready, Set, Go, How to Do Fast Track Strategy, I'll provide a simple process applying the lessons of all of this seminar series that can be quickly applied to move any professional business ahead strategically. Here's how it's done. You divide the company into small teams or business groupings, by location, by discipline, by industry, your choice. Go for the smallest subgroupings you've got, keeping the teams as small as possible. You give each team four sheets of paper which have four key objectives, one to a page. The four key objectives are: 1, raise client or customer satisfaction. 2, increase skill building and dissemination of skills. 3, improve productivity, not just production. And 4, get better business. Beneath the objective listed on each page are 5 columns. 1, what actions are proposed? 2, which individual within the team will take responsibility for completing each action? 3, how much time will actually be spent on the action? 4, when that action will be completed by? And find some milepost that will let us know how we'll know when each action has actually been completed. You tell each group that a coach, either a senior officer or a member of management, will meet with them for 2 to 3 hours sometime in the future, say 4 to 6 weeks' time, to discuss what actions they as a team are prepared to commit to do over the next 3 months to make progress on the 4 objectives. They are not to think longer than that. They are to think about other things not at all. It's actions on 4 key objectives. They are informed that only actions will be accepted, not goals. Thus, it is not permissible to write, "We will raise our market awareness." That's a goal. Instead, they must choose something like, "Put on 3 seminars on topics X, Y, or Z." They can't put a statement like, "Train juniors better." That's also too vague. They must put something like, "Hold weekly discussion sessions with staff, including presentations by senior officers on their respective specialties." Each action, it's noticed, must be the responsibility of a specific person. This is not meant to discourage teamwork. Different actions may be part of an integrated plan, but it's required to ensure a specific focus of responsibility. Many people may be involved in putting on a seminar, for example, but some specific person must be on the hook for ensuring that it all comes together and takes place. What is many people's responsibility is nobody's responsibility. During the discussion of the action plan, the coach will test the feasibility of the plan. Will the proposed actions really make a difference? Has enough time been budgeted to complete each of the actions proposed properly? Is there enough time available to do it at all? Is the team leaning too much on a few individuals? Could they spread the work around a bit more? Are there other people who have some time who could be brought into the effort? Like all good coaches, the coach will alternate between encouraging ambition. Couldn't you accomplish a little bit more than that in 3 months? Can't we put a little more stretch into this plan? But then the coach will also do the other side of dampening excessive enthusiasms. Let's take it a step at a time. I recommend you limit yourselves to what you really think you can get done. Remember, we're asking for solid commitments here. If necessary, the coach might offer some suggestions, not instructions, for possible actions. The coach will try to guide the team gently to actions that are likely to have a payoff, to work. What the coach wants is what the team wants, the early successes that breed not only optimism and enthusiasm, but also the morale and commitment to do more, to try it again. At the end of this conversation, the surviving plan, what we're going to do to raise client satisfaction, increase skill building, improve productivity, and get better business, all become a contract between the team and the coach. Before the meeting concludes, a specific ironclad future meeting date is chosen, approximately 3 months hence, to review the execution of this contract and its impact. What worked, what didn't, what proved easy to pull off, and what was more complicated than it first looked. At that meeting, in addition to the look-back review, a new action plan covering the next 3 months using the same planning forms will be discussed then and there and agreed to. And so on, until the process becomes a routine part of the management's control systems of the company. You are managing strategically when you have built in something routine into creating your future. That's it. That's fast-track strategy making. So what's different about all of this? What's different about this approach to strategy is that it doesn't waste a lot of time talking about the objectives of the business. The objectives of the business are probably the same as every company's. If you're making progress on client satisfaction, skill building, productivity, and getting better business, you've got all the strategy you need. And if these four things aren't your objectives, well, it's hard to imagine what you're up to. Most, if not all, other strategic topics can fit within these four categories. Take, for example, that of technology. Where does it fit in the system? The answer is that some teams may see technology as a way to enhance profitability. Others may identify practical opportunities to use it to further the goals of client satisfaction or skill building. If it furthers none of the four goals, then what's the point of talking about technology? Or consider another hot topic nowadays, globalization. Some business groups may be involved with international clients and will list tactics addressing this area in the name of client service, profitability enhancement, or getting better business. Staff morale and attention will be addressed in the skill building category. This approach to strategy cuts through all the hoopla and hocus pocus that goes on in the name of strategic planning and goes directly to actions. Actions for which there is a finite horizon, an identifiable accountability, and most of all, a high degree of confidence that something will actually be done. It's not grand scheme, inspirational vision, analysis paralysis, strategy making. There are no great volumes of paper, nothing to be filed on a shelf, no business unit planning methodologies, no analysis of strengths and weaknesses, no competitor analysis, no boring presentations to sit through. Just action steps which people commit to. It's strategy through repetitive activity. Try something, anything, but act now. The action steps are not meant to be transformational home run ideas that take months to get organized for and broad consensus to implement, such as let's form a committee to develop a new human resource model for the company, or let's turn all of our senior officers into business advisors. These grand things almost always fail to be implemented. The action steps are a first step of ideas that can be done within 3 months. No long planning horizons, please. They're not a complete strategy as we traditionally know that, but they are the first of an ongoing series of actions, reconsidered, reanalyzed, and readjusted every 3 months. If what we thought of doing first doesn't work, we'll do something different in 3 months' time. But let's get started. This approach takes strategy out of the realm of being a periodic exercise and builds strategic thinking, how can we improve from where we are, into the regular operations of the company. It's a system to institutionalize continuous improvement and create the constantly learning organization. It fights complacency because each 3 months it asks, and what are you going to do next? This approach is not a budgeting process. It's a complement to financial budgeting. Business group budgets describe what companies aim to accomplish with their billable or reimbursed time. The fast-track strategy process provides a framework for business groups to make wise use of their non-reimbursed time. What a group does with its reimbursed time determines its income for the year. What it does with its non-reimbursed time determines its future. Unlike uniform company-wide planning systems, this approach doesn't impose the same force-fit solutions on every business. There's no company-wide centralized plan handed down from on top to be followed by everyone, regardless of circumstances. What one part of the company needs to do to improve profitability may be different than some other part of the company. That's okay, as long as they both do something. Some may approach client satisfaction through technical approaches, other by focusing on counseling skills. That's okay too, as long as they all accept their obligation to contribute in some way in this area. This approach to strategy maximizes the chance that each business does what's right for its circumstances. It automatically accommodates the needs of small offices and large offices, mainstream businesses, and emerging businesses. This brings us to the next virtue of this approach to strategy. Each group is given the freedom and autonomy to plan its own activity. The plan is theirs. They are not being asked to execute the ideas of others with which they may or may not agree. The group is being asked to plan as a team. Together, they must develop the action list to be discussed with the coach. Planning together and making their own decisions increases both the likelihood of teamwork and of enthusiastic implementation. In this approach, everyone has a role in strategy development. The message is sent and reinforced every 3 months. What happens in this company is what you come up with. Each one of you is a strategic planning committee member. Except, of course, there's no such committee. Coaches, usually company management, get to play a key role in this approach to strategy, not by telling people what to do, but by encouraging them to take responsibility for their business's success and the company's success. They must make the process work by giving as much attention and seriousness to reviewing the action plans as they do to the monthly financials. If they do not, the system will wither away as yet another bureaucratic exercise. One part of this system is critical and obvious: follow-up. The system is about negotiating contracts for action. What makes it work is the fact that the coach will be coming round to see how things have worked out. Not a year from now, but in 3 short months. The short cycle is essential to breed the sense of urgency that leads to action. If the follow-up meetings do not take place as scheduled, then the whole approach falls to the ground. If management doesn't take the process seriously, by visibly monitoring what has been agreed to, the level of activity will grind to a halt. The coaches have a final, perhaps most important role in making the system work. They have the responsibility and the duty to cross-fertilize. Group X has tried this. Do you think it can work for you? And to find new linkages. You guys seem to be thinking along the same lines as one of our other teams. Why don't you talk to them and develop some joint activities? By capturing and sharing the best ideas from each team, they can, over time, develop the company's accumulated experience on what works. By encouraging and supporting continued experimentation in each of the 4 key areas, they will help to breed a flexible, adaptable, responsive organization, one that is constantly trying new things and responding to the marketplace. This concludes Ready, Steady, Go, Fast Track Strategy, the 13th episode in my series, Strategy in Professional Businesses. The last seminar will stress the critical role in strategy of having managers who know how to put all of this together. Today's seminar was based on a chapter in my book, Managing the Professional Service Firm, details of which can be found on my website at davidmaister.com. This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaister.com/store, STORE. I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.